toujours je fais le même vœu sur terre, déesse, au ciel, Dieu. Un homme désire pour être heureux sur terre, déesse, au ciel, Dieu. Years may come, years may go, this I know will e'er be so. The reason to live is only to love a goddess on earth and a god above.
It's beautiful, Lance.
Your Majesty, I must speak with you.
No, Lance, you mustn't.
For years we have been acting as if nothing were.
Nothing is.
You know that is not true.
Lance, this cannot be. I'm your queen.
I'm a knight for the king, your husband.
Lance, you must not approach me anymore.
Jenny.
Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
Before I gaze at you again, I'll need a time for tears. Before I gaze at you again, let hours turn to years. I have so much forgetting to do. Before I try to gaze again at you, stay away until you cross my mind. Once a day, till the moment I awake and find I can smile and say that I can gaze at you again without a blush or qualm. My eyes shine like new again, my manner poised and calm. Stay far away, my love, far away, till I forget I gazed at you today.
My life. I have worked. I have trained. I have yearned to devote myself to a noble cause. Now I have found that noble cause. What am I to do? I know I should leave you and never come back. I have told myself this day after day, year after year. But how could I? When would I?
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. How I'd leave in summer, I never would know. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts cold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall meets the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. Would I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you'll catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Oh, no, not in spring. I would leave you. How could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by the sun? Oh, no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. Oh, never could I leave.
Like what? Courage, my lord. Purity and humility, my liege. Diligence, charity, honesty, fidelity. The seven deadly virtues. No, thank you, your majesty. The seven deadly virtues, those ghastly little traps. Oh no, my liege, they weren't meant for me. The seven deadly virtues, oh, were made for other chaps who love a life of failure and ennui. Take courage, now there's a sport, an invitation to the state of rigor mort. And purity, a noble yen, and very restful every now and then. I find humility means to be hurt. It's not the earth the meek inherit, it's the dirt. Honesty is fatal, oh, it should be taboo. Diligence, a fate I would hate. If charity means giving, I give it to you. And fidelity is only for your mate. Ha! You'll never find a virtue on statusing my quo or making my Beelzebub bubble burst. Let others take the high road, I will take the low. I cannot wait to rush in where angels fear to go. With all those seven deadly virtues, free and happy little me has not been.
Come on, cursed.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good. Other people are able to. Farmers, cooks, blacksmiths. What do the simple folk do to help them escape when they're blue? The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum, the cobbler who is wailing from nailing his thumb. When they're beset and besieged, the folk not noblessly or believe. However do they manage to shed their weary lot? Oh, what do simple folk do? We do not.
I have been informed by those who know them well. They find relief in quite a clever way. When they're sorely pressed, they whistle for a spell. And whistling seems to brighten up their day. And that's what simple folk do. So they say.
They whistle.
So they say.
To perk up the heart and get through the wee folk and the grown folk who wander to and fro, have ways known to their own folk we thrown folk don't know. When all the doldrums begin, what keeps each of them in his skin? What ancient native custom provides the needed glow?
Once upon the road, I came upon a lad singing in a voice three times his size. When I asked him why, he said that he was sad. But singing always made his spirits rise. And that's what simple folk do. I surmise.
They sing.
I surmise.
Arise, my love, arise, my love. Apollo's lighting the skies, my love. The meadows shine with columbine and daffodils blossom away.
If Venus called to one and all, then strike the light while you may. The world is bright and all is light and life is merry and gay.
What else do the simple folk do? They must have a system or two. They obviously outshine us at turning tears to mirth. Have tricks a royal highness is minus at birth. What then, I wonder, do they? To chase all the goblins away. They have some tribal sorcery you haven't mentioned yet. Oh, what do simple folk do to forget?
Often I am told, they dance a fiery dance and whirl till they're completely uncontrolled. Soon the mind is blank and all are in a trance. A violent dance astounding to behold. And that's what simple folk do. So I'm told.
They dance.
So I'm told.
Sit around and wonder what royal folk would do. And that's what simple folk do.
Really?
I have it on the best authority.
Sister of my mother, it's I, Mordred, who comes to visit you. Can you not hear me, dear aunt? Oh, dear sweet Aunt Morgan. Dear sweet Queen Aunt Morgan.
Go away, Mordred, go away. You're a nasty little boy, and I'm told you're even a nastier little man.
I beseech you, Your Majesty, give me a moment of your time.
Not now. I'm eating my dinner, and I shan't be finished till tomorrow.
Well, what a pity. I have chocolates.
Chocolates?
Hard candies and caramels.
Caramels?
Cherry creams with soft centers.
Cherry creams and soft centers? Don't move. Your darling aunt is on her way.
You furnish a new wing, masses and masses of gummy molasses. Fudge by the van, fresh marzipan. or yours it will be if you build me a wee little wall. I solemnly swear it's a harmless affair.
On your honor, dear lad.
Honor, you're mad.
Where's the king? Bring the king. I'll build him a wall 3 and 7 feet tall. I'll hurry and fix my invisible bricks.
Queen, you're a joy.
Be gone, nasty boy.
Where's the bird, Arthur?
Where's the bird? You hit it. I saw it. Where did it go?
I don't recognize this forest, Helene. I used to play here when I was a boy, but it was a meadow then. There were no trees.
Nature, old man. Things pop up, you know. Where's the bird?
Shh. Pelly, it's so quiet here. Not a leaf rustling, not a whisper in the leaves. Oh, it makes one feel rather drowsy. Don't you want to rest for a bit?
No, thank you, old man. I want to find that bird. I mean, if you hit a bird with an arrow, it ought to fall down like a gentleman.
Merlin, do you remember when we used to walk in this valley when I was a boy? Do you know what I miss about those days? Not my youth, my innocence. Oh, my innocence. Oh.
The bird's hopeless.
We're not alone, are we, Les?
We are.
We're not. Here I am in your arms, and our first thoughts are of him. Can't you see the shadow between us? It's wider than the sea. It fills this room. Perhaps it would have been better if we'd never said a word to each other.
I loved you. Silence and misery was all I knew, trying so to keep my love from showing, all the while not knowing you loved me too. Yes, loved me in lonesome silence, your heart filled with dark despair, thinking love would flame in you forever, and I'd never, never know the flames there. Then one day we cast away our secret longing. Raging tide we held inside would hold no more. The silence at last was broken. We flung wide our prison door. Every joyous word of love was spoken. There's twice as much grief, twice the strain for us, twice the despair, twice the pain for us, as we had known before.
It is because we are here. Here in Camelot, that everything is so wretched.
No, Lance.
Go away with me. To Shoyorgar. There we can have everything open and above board at last.
Lance, I have told you many times I will never leave Arthur ever. Now let us say no more about it.
Oh, but this agonizing torment, day after day, year after year. Would God I had your talent for acceptance. Your invincible English calm.
The insensitivity of sensitive men. Suffering so much, they can suffer nothing for others. What would you have us do to this man we both love? Run away? Leave him? Make him publicly miserable? Force him to declare war on you, where either one of you, if not both, would be killed as well as hundreds of others? What solution would that be?
Forgive me, Jenny. I will never mention it again, I swear. Nor would I ever come to you again. I swear that, too.
Every joyous word of love was spoken. And after all has been said, here we are, my love. Silent once more, and not far, my love, from where we were.
Lancelot! I accuse you of treason and order you both to stand trial for your crime. Surrender in the name of the king. Get him.
No!
If I escape, I will come and rescue you. If I am killed, send word to Joyeux-Gard. Someone will come.
After him, quickly! Die, your life is over. Let her live, your life's a fraud. Now, which will it be, Arthur? Do you kill the queen or kill the law?
The jury has ruled. Let justice be done.
Queen is at the stake, Your Majesty. Shall I signal the torch? Your Majesty.
I can't let her die.
Well, you are human after all, aren't you, Arthur? Human and helpless.
Then suddenly earth and sky was dazed by a pounding roar. Then suddenly through the dawn an army began to pour. And lo, ahead of the army, holding aloft his spear, came Lancelot to save his dear Guinevere.
Save her, Lance! Save her!
Shall I signal the torch, Your Majesty?
Arthur, Lancelot and an army from Joyeux-Gard are at the gate. Shall I double the guard?
Your Majesty, you are inviting a massacre!
Save her, Lance! Save her!
The table is cracking, Arthur! Can you hear the timber split?
Merlin, make me a hawk! Let me fly away from here!
What a failure you are, Arthur! How did you think you could survive without being as ruthless as I?
Most of the guards have been killed, along with 80 of our knights. They're heading for the channel. We gather the army to follow. Damn it, Arthur! We want revenge!
Is it all to begin again? My almighty gang of beasts, is it all to be over so soon?
Thank you.
Majesty, let us attack now with the joy of God.
Go. Lance. Go. You must go too, Jenny.
I know. So often in the past, I would look up in your eyes and there I would find forgiveness. Perhaps one day in the future it shall be there again. But I won't be with you. I won't see it.
Goodbye, my love. My dearest love. Who's that? Who goes there? Who are you?
Forgive me, Your Majesty.
And you will do as I command.
Yes, my lord.
Each evening, from December to December, before you drift to sleep upon your cot, think back on all the tales that you remember of Camelot. Ask every person if he's heard the story, and tell it out with love and joy if he has not. That once there was a fleeting wisp of glory called Camelot. 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 Now sing it out with love and joy.
Camelot. Camelot.
Yes. Camelot, my boy. Where once it never rained till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog had flown. Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot. If you do as I say, perhaps one day men will sit around this world as we did once around our table with such high hope and noble purpose. And they will remember how we of Camelot went questing for right and justice.
Arthur,
give me my sword. Kneel, Tom, kneel.
What are you doing, Arthur?
With this sword, Excalibur, I knight you. Sir Tom of Warwick, and I command you to return to England and to carry out my orders.
Yes, my lord.
Arthur, we have a battle to fight.
Battle? I've won my battle, Pelly. Here is my victory. Now, run, Sir Tom, behind the lines.
Yes, my lord.
Who is that, Arthur?
One of what we all are, Pelly. Less than a drop in the great blue motion of the sunlit sea. But it seems some of the drops sparkle, Pelly. It seems some of them